理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 3. Gardening. One of the quiet joys of life in the southern part of Ontario, Canada, is gardening. Whether pursued as a hobby or solely to improve the aesthetic value of one's home, the pleasure derived is only exceeded by the therapeutic benefit. The exercise involved in working in a garden is helpful in keeping people in good physical condition.It has become a ritual for homeowners to spend late winter weekends browsing through seed catalogs while sitting on their couch. They make lists of items they wish to purchase and often make notations right on the catalog as they make decisions about this year's garden. If they order early, there is usually a discount coupon, allowing a percentage of the cost to be deducted from the price. Often,The coupon needs to be detached from the catalog and mailed to the company along with the order. This is an extra bonus for the consumer. The investment cost required is nominal when the amount of pleasure generated is considered. The seed companies will usually warrant the plants, and often a refund is offered if the plants do not thrive. The shipment from the seed company's warehouse is awaited with eager anticipation.Its appearance means that spring will soon arrive. The glossy pages of the catalogs provide a preview of the visual delights that can be grown. Pictures show an array of flowers that dazzle the eye. There are monochromatic displays as well as others that are a fusion of the complete spectrum of the rainbow's colors. Also included in the publication are pictures and descriptions of vegetables, shrubs, and trees.Avid gardeners subscribe to magazines that specialize in articles and ads about this enjoyable pastime, and people literally read each issue from cover to cover. Descriptions of plants include implicit instructions on whether to plant them in sun or shade. Specifications as to the amount of irrigation required is also stated. Elaborate irrigation systems are sometimes installed or a trench for improving the water flow is used. Controls are needed on irrigation systems because if the ground becomes too saturated, the soil in the garden will be too muddy to allow anyone to work in it until it dries out. If there is too much water constantly, the garden will become a swamp and impossible to cultivate. Many people like to preserve the natural habitat of birds and wildlife in a marsh.These areas are usually protected by the government, and although important to our environment, are not considered gardens. Geographic location is important for plants. Certain plants are only suitable for propagation close to the equator. Others need to be several degrees of latitude away from the equator. Longitude is also a factor, and most companies clearly state the conditions that will provide the optimum chances for the plant's survival.Canadians grow tulips, imported from Holland, and they do well in the southern Ontario climate. Because it is late spring before plants can survive outdoors in southern Ontario, it is common for people to start their plants indoors. Seeds are planted in small containers and continue to grow indoors until the appropriate size is achieved. Sometimes, ultraviolet light is used to encourage plant growth.When the mercury rises and the danger of frost is past, the plants are then transplanted to the garden or to a flower bed. Plants are nourished from the soil, but to provide optimum food, fertilizer can be applied to encourage vigorous growth. Sometimes, fertilizer is diluted with water, while other kinds are dispersed with a spreader that flings the fertilizer granules in a small radius around the plants.The water-soluble fertilizer will then be absorbed into the soil the next time it rains. Just as people need minerals, such as calcium and zinc, to be healthy, plants also need minerals, but phosphorus and nitrogen are better food for them.